it should be obvious from the vestments that I'm wearing and from the day of the week which we are in today, Wednesday, that we are celebrating the Mass of the great patriarch of the Church, Saint Joseph. And of course, after Mary and Joseph, they are the greatest saints. All the others fall behind. Of them it was our Lord told the apostles, "You may sit with me in the kingdom, but to give you the thrones that are on my left or on my right, they have been reserved." And indeed, they were reserved, one for the Immaculate Mary, the other one for the Immaculate Joseph. And of course, that's one of the things. Saint Joseph is sinless, always was, always will be. And some of those mini-series that are going around, I'm thinking particularly of The Chosen, but there are others, are blasphemous and sacrilegious when it comes to Saint Joseph. I watched a few minutes once, and I said, never again. And I will not watch it. I don't care who recommends it. I usually tell them that they're wrong. But Saint Joseph is the greatest saint after Mary. And because we can, we celebrate his Mass today. Saint Joseph, the litany of Saint Joseph that you can find for yourselves, that we do every so often, especially during the month of March, which is his month, tells us so much about him, his holiness, his humility, his obedience, his silence. And that is a very rare thing, silence, because people oftentimes love to talk. And in Spanish, we have a saying, "In a closed mouth, enter no flies." If your mouth is open, it will be full of flies, and flies are disgusting. And so we don't want flies in our mouth. We don't want flies in our hearts or in our souls. Saint Joseph is known as Saint Joseph the Silent. In addition, of course, today, many, many things about Saint Joseph, and we should pray that he should be at our side at the moment of our death. He is a patron of a holy death. But in addition to Saint Joseph today, we celebrate another saint about whom we know some things, but not everything. Saint Fermin, or Fermin in Spanish. His father and mother, who were of the governing class at the time of Rome, perhaps even at the time of the apostles, I was not able to ascertain the dates. They were converted, perhaps by Saint Paul or one of the other saints. And they were from Navarra, from Pamplona in Spain. And so their little boy, also named Fermin or Fermin in Spanish, saw them being converted, and he was converted with them. And eventually he went to France, where he was ordained the priest and became, I believe, the first bishop of Amiens. And then he was martyred. But France and Spain have contested him ever since, so about 1700 years or so. But Navarra, and especially Pamplona, on this day have something that that France does not have. Today is the running of the bulls. And so today, long ago, it's finished. Throughout the city of Pamplona, a medieval city, even more than that, an ancient city, the bulls are set loose and they just run freely. And the men chase them and they chase the men. Of course, Americans love to go there. And once in a while, basically every year, but once in a while, some American man, thinking he's really big and strong, gets gored by a bull. I mean, if you don't know what to do, then don't do it. But it's because of Saint Fermin. And it is having something to do with his life, which I was not able to find. But today is a very special day for Navarra and for Pamplona. Of course, my father's family is from there, so if I had been there still, perhaps I would be chasing bulls. Instead, I'm chasing them away, because there's a lot of bull around here. May St. Firmin and St. Joseph, dear St. Joseph, bless and help and protect us always from all evil. And of course, our prayers work. People make fun of them, some here, some there, but they work. And so we give thanks to God that this hurricane that has apparently become very strong, a Category 4, I think, is not coming here. So we pray for our brothers and sisters, particularly in Tallahassee, that are going to be hit smack between the ice. May God have mercy on them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.